Today, we heard and experienced the story of Naomi and Ruth. As I usually do after the godly praise storytelling to the children, I would like to wonder some questions with you. Will you change the slide? Please change the slide, Eric. I wonder, what part of this story you like the best? Happy ending. I wonder, what part was the most important? I wonder, what part was about you? Or what part you were in? This is a story of the love and care between mother and daughter-in-law. This is also the story of the loving and caring community in Bethlehem. This is also the story of poor widows who try to survive helping each other. Not only that, this is also the story of the interracial marriage and birth of a new family. Not only that, this is also the story of immigration. So we can find ourselves in this story in many different ways. Although there is neither a commandment nor word of God, we can see the love of God in the whole story through the people, through the love and care of the people. The love and care between Naomi and Ruth touched and influenced workers in the field and Boaz. It resonates from one person to another person. And the loving and caring atmosphere wrapped the whole community of Bethlehem in the end. Beyond the general tendency of hatred and prejudice between the Israelite and the Moabite, the workers in the field and Boaz cared Ruth and Naomi. The birth of the baby and highly admired Ruth, the Moabite. The story of Ruth may be too idealistic and romantic for the people who are struggling with racial prejudice and hatred even now in a world of the 21st century. However, we need to know that this story was told and recorded as a counterculture against the post-exile Judea, where interracial marriages were strictly prohibited and released to purify their racial identity. So we can see the glimpse of love of God that was revealed in Jesus Christ in this story. My mother passed away 10 years ago, and I had a very difficult time whenever Mother's Day came. I didn't want to go shopping because I needed to recognize that I had no mother to present flowers or a gift, special gift. But some years later, I found that I no longer get sentimental in a season of Mother's Day because I became to have many mothers and spiritual mothers in a church. Fortunately or unfortunately, my parents' age group, generation, is the biggest group in the United Church. And many mothers cared for my family, helped us to improve our English skills, and taught us about Canadian culture and society. Through these people, we could touch love of God and the beautiful legacy of the United Church of Canada. I think the community of Bethlehem in the story of Ruth somehow represents the Christian family, God's family. Church is not only the building. Church is not only the religious organization. But church is God's family and the body of Christ. We are praying and playing together, giving and receiving love and care to each other, sharing joy and sorrow with each other, and grown as God's family, and built as a body of Christ. So today, I would like to have a time of reflection, how you have been shaped spiritually in this faith community of Gilmore Park. Now, children, I need your help. There are baskets of markers and paper behind you on the bench. Please take it and give each person one sheet of paper and one marker. Last year, I asked some of you and our youth trace hands and cut it and asked you to write a prayer for your family and church family. And we made, Gail made beautiful family tree and we put the hands on it. This year, our children cut various colored paper in the shape of leaves and fruits. Thinking of John 15, Jesus says, I am the vine, you are the branches. So various shape of, so you have many choices. You can pick up favorite shape and color and favorite marker, but please make sure the color of marker works for your sheet of paper. Please think about that. And please write down what you received. Eric, please change another slide. Please write the most important value or legacy you received from church family in just one or a few words. And please write it bigger to make it easy to read. And write your name at the bottom. And our children will collect your sheet of paper and we will renew the tree later. Thank you.